Daf Hey Amid Beis will begin Daf Hey Amid Aleph right at the bottom. Veheche Itmar de Rava. So we discussed previously that Rav Avin said in the name of Rav Yochanan that if a person scooped water from his friend's chotzer, he scooped out the water and then he brought it into the Rishus HaRabim, he's chayv. It's considered like he was oiker from the Rishus HaYochid and brought it into the Rishus HaRabim. So the problem was, Halaynach, he can only be considered an Akira if he lifted it up from a stationary position. If the rain is falling and he scooped the rain, then where was the Hanacha? If it's dripping down a wall, it's just rolling down, it never came to a resting place. So the more answer, just like we see in the case, the Rava says, a Kaisel Meshupa, it's a wall that's sloping, so it has an incline, and therefore if he scooped it from the bottom of the wall where it was sloped, then that would be considered a resting place, and therefore he did the Akira from the wall, and he brought the water into the Rishus HaRabim, so, and he's Meniach, that's Haitzah. So now the Gemara is questioning, where do we find where Rava said a case of Kaisel Meshupa where the wall is sloping, that we're comparing it to that case? What case is that we're referring to that Rava said a Kaisel Meshupa? The Hechid Mother Rava, on the following, it's none, we learn, Ayakai Rebbe Sefer Ali Scoop. If a person was reading from a Megillah Sefer, their Svarim were made in the form of Megillah. So he's learning from a Sefer on a Niskup, on a threshold. Now, if the threshold is between 3 and 9 tefachim from the ground, and it's dalet al dalet tefachim, that threshold would have a din of a karmelis. So if he's reading on the karmelis, now it's also to transport from a karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. He's on this threshold, he's on this porch or threshold. There's a street that's in front of him. He's reading from the Megillah, and it rolls down. He's holding on to one end of it, the other end rolled down into the street. Now, if it fell completely in the street and he picked it up, that would be also the Rabbanan. But since he's holding it on one end of it, that's not considered to be a Haitzah Bechlal. It's not considered to be a Haitzah at all. Because Haitzah is only if the object, the Chafetz, is completely resting in one Rishus, and you transport it to the other. Now, Min HaTaira, if someone is holding onto a Megillah, he's holding onto one end, even if the other end would be in the street. And even if he would be, let's say, in a Rishus HaYachid, he would be on a rooftop holding onto one end, the other end is on the street. Midaraisa, that would not be considered Haitzah or Achnasa, because the object is not entirely into one Rishus. So he's not carrying it completely from one Rishus to the other because he's holding on to one end. Midrabbanan, it would be awesome. But over here, if the object fell completely from his hand into the street, it still would not be also deraisa because this case over here is a karmelis. It'd be a Rishus Ram to a karmelis. Meaning, the Rabbanan were geyser when he held onto one end of it, and the other one was the other Rishus, not to transport, not to bring it up, because it might lead to a case where it fell from his hand completely, and then he took it, he caught it, and he brought it into his Rishus. But in this case over here, it can't lead to a deraisa because he's only in a karmelis. So therefore, if he's holding onto one hand, even though there is a gzera derabbanan from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, holding on to one end of it, if the other end of it is in a different Rishus, it's also midrabbanan because it's a gzera that he might come and take it completely. It might fall completely from his hand, and he might come and catch it in midair and bring it to the Rishus. But over here, it will not lead to a deraisa because he's only standing in a karmelis. So therefore, if he was kayar b'sefer haliskupa v'nisgalgal ha'sefer miyodai, one end fell from his hand, it's dangling in the air, good, less, he can roll it up. But haya kayar b'reisha gag, but if he's on a rooftop, now the rooftop is more than 10 high, and more than dalet al dalet. That's a rishus hayachid. V'nisgalgal ha'sefer miyodai, in a similar case, if one end fell from his hand and it rolled down, ad shalo higil yotvachim, good, less, if it hasn't reached 10 tvachim down, then he can roll it up. But mishigia liyut tvachim, but once it reached 10 tvachim or lower, now he's in the avir, in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, then he cannot pick it up, because then it's a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Now, even though he's holding on to one end of it, but it's a Gzera D'Rabbanan, so there we say Haifcha L'Ksav. What he does is he turns it to the other side so that the writing, the written part of it, is not exposed to the public. He has to deal with Kovet to be Mechabed, that it's safer. So he turns it so that the what's exposed to the public is the smooth, is the blank side. What's written is covered by the wall. Why does he have to turn it to the other side? What is the problem over here? Why can't he roll it up, even though it's dangling in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim? But it's only dangling. So even if it fell completely from his hand, it would just be in midair. It's not resting on in the Rishus HaRabim. There wouldn't be any kind of Haitzarach Nosa anyway. Haitzarach Nosa is only from a stationary position. So why Haloi Noch? It hasn't landed, and then there's no Hanochim. So on that, that's what the case of Rav is referring to, Vama Rava Bekaisel Meshupa. What it means is that it's not that it's dangling in midair. If it would be dangling in midair, then you can't come to a Chiyuv D'Oraisa. What it means is, he's now holding on, he's reading the Megillah. One end of it falls from his hand. There's a slope roof, so there's an incline. The end that fell from his hand is now resting, it's munach, on the incline of the wall. It's resting on that part of the wall, the incline. So that's munach. Now, if the other end, the one that he's holding onto, if it fell, that also fell from his hand. And now, if he wanted to catch it while it was falling in midair, that would be, if he's on a rooftop, that would be a deraisa. Because the item, the bottom of it, is resting on the incline of the wall. It's munach on the meshupa part, the incline of the wall. It's considered to be munach in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, if he would catch it and bring it back to him, he would be taking from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYach. So in this case, we say, even though he's holding on to one end of it, and it's not a deraisa in this case, the Rabbanan were geyser, that you cannot roll it back, because we're geyser onto a case where it fell from his hand and he would try to catch it in midair. So therefore, it's Haif Chalaksav. But if he's in the previous case, where it's on the threshold, which is only a threshold of Carmelis, since it can't come to a deraisa anyway, we're in geyser. So this is the case that we're saying, Rava says, Kaisel Meshupa. Similarly, you want to say, in the case of Rav Yochanan, that where there's a wall that's sloped, it's Kaisel Meshupa, it has an incline, and he scoops up water from that part, from the incline of the wall. He scoops it up and he transports it into the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, we should be chayev, because just like the Megillah, the Sefer is considered to be munach on that Meshupa, the part that's Meshupa. The water, similarly, is considered to be munach. And if he scoops it up and he brings it into the other Rishus, he should be chayev. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean? How can you compare the cases? How can you compare the case? Frag the Gemara, Emor the Amar Rava. Where did Rava say is considered to be munach on the Kaisel Meshupa? That's b'sefer, David the Nayach. Because the end of the sefer of the Megillah is resting on that slope part of the wall. That's considered munach, it's stationary. So transporting, taking it from that position is taken from Mokma Hanacha. But mi avida the Nayach, but water is constantly rolling, even though it's a slope part of the wall. But it's only slope, there's an incline. So water will roll. So that's not considered munach, that's not considered stationary. So why would you say scooping the water from that part of the wall is considered that it's Haitzah? It's not considered munach to begin with. Tamar says in Hanami, that is true. There would not be a chiyuv d'oraisa if somebody scooped water from a sloped wall and brought it into the Rishus HaRabim. It is not considered munach. So what is the case that we're talking about where Rav Yochanan says if he scooped the water from his friend's chatzar and brought it to the Rishus HaRabim that he's chayev? Ela ma rava kigoin shekolet me'al gabei guma. There was a pit, there was a guma, there was a ditch or a pit, and he scooped up the water with his hand and he brought it into the other Rishus. Right, the Gemara, guma pshita, well, of course. that it's, if water is resting on and on the ground, it's resting in a bor and a guma, then he took the water from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRam, Pshita, of course. What's the Chiddush? Mara says, no. Ma'o desema ma'im l'gabi ma'im lav hanuchas hanachu. You might think he's taking the water from the surface, from what's closer, not the water that's actually resting on the ground. When you take an object and you carry it, you take an object from a table. The object is resting on the table. So he takes a watch that's on a table and he takes it out and he transports it to the Rishus HaRabim. He took it from a stationary position. But here, he's scooping the water from the surface of the guma. Now that water is not resting on the ground. So you might think it's not considered munach and therefore it's not haitzah. So kamash malan, that it is. And why taki is it? Because we say that the water is considered one item, one is considered one entity. There's no difference between the water on the surface and the one on the bottom. It's as if you have a, if you have a sefer. So the bottom part is on the table. And we don't say that, well, it's only the bottom that's on the table, not on the top that's on the table. The entire sefer is one entity. Similarly, water, it's all connected, it's one entity, even though you scooped it up from the surface, but that's considered munach on the ground, and therefore you took it from a stationary position, and it's haitzah. He follows his reasoning that we see over here, the Amar Rav, mayim al gabi mayim hanuchas hanachu. Water on top of water, it's one entity, so it's all considered munach. And transporting from the surface, scooping from the surface, is considered that you took it from its resting place. But if you have a nut floating on the water, the nut and the water is not one entity. So if you scooped up the water, the nut from the water, it's not resting. The water is constantly moving. And the nut is not considered resting on the ground because it's not the same item. It's not one entity with the water. The water is resting on the ground. The egg is floating on the water. So therefore, he said, if he removed the egoids from the water, that is not the raisa of haitzah, because the nut is not in a resting position. It's not munach. It's only floating on the water. It's not one. It's not one entity with the water. They're two separate entities. But water with water, surface water, with the rest of the water, is one entity, which is considered munach on the ground. So based on that, boy Ravi had the following shayla: egoiz bikli, if you have a nut that's in a container. Ukli, itself al gavi mayim. Now the kli is floating on the water. So the egoiz, looking at it in itself, it is now in the, let's say, in the bowl. So it's munach, it's resting in the bowl. It's not floating, it's resting on the kli. But the kli that it's in, it itself is floating on the water. So the kli is not considered munach. It's only floating on the water. But the egoiz, now if you look at the egoiz itself, it's considered stationary in the kli, but the kli is only floating. So how do we view this? Maser egoiz es li nevai nayach. Do we view it from the perspective of the egoiz that's considered munach? And therefore, if he removes it from there, it's like so. Oidim le baser kli es li nevai loy nayach. Or do we say no? You look at it from the perspective of the kli, and the kli is floating. It's not munach. Deny it. It's floating. Take it. It's a take. It's a shayla. We have another shayla. Shemen shetzaf al gabi yayin. Well, let's say you have one liquid and another liquid. Now, here previously we discussed water, surface water, and the water that's below the surface, that is further down. So that's one entity. But let's say you had two different liquids. Let's say you had wine on the water, or for purposes of illustration in this case, if you have oil on wine, what would be the din? So if they're two liquids, but they're two different types of liquids, is it considered one and one entity and it's munach? Or is it considered, no, two different entities and it's not munach? Is it considered like mayim al gabi mayim? Or is it considered like egoiz al gabi mayim? So here we have machlokes Rav Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. We can draw an analogy from a different case. And based on that, we would say it's a machlokes Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabban. Just now, we learned in the Mishnah, shemen shetzaf al gabi yayin, if you have oil floating on wine. Now, the halacha is that if a person becomes tomei, if he becomes tomei, he has to be toivel in the mikveh. Now, prior to nightfall, he's considered tful yayin. After nightfall, he's considered tohor. He's not matama truma by touching. He's allowed to eat truma. but he's considered prior to nightfall a tzvul yom, and he is not allowed to eat truma, and if he touches it, he passels it. So if you have wine of truma, or you have oil of truma, so and you have a tzvul yom, now if the oil is floating on the wine, so what's closer to the surface is the oil, underneath it is the wine. If the tzvul yom touches what's on the surface, is it considered connected? Is it considered one item and is matama both? Or is only matama what he touched? If it's considered one item, then he touched the surface, the whole thing becomes tome. Just like any time tomnus tome touches a food item, it's not only the, if he touches a loaf of bread, it's not only the place that he touched that is tome, it's one entity, the whole thing becomes tome. So if the two liquids, the oil and the wine, is considered one entity, even though we only touch the oil, he would metam the wine as well. But if they're considered two different entities, it's only the oil that's tome and not the wine. Now, the oil can't be metam of the wine because the tzvul yom only passels, right? He only makes it into psul, which does not allow it, doesn't to give it the tumah to transport, to transfer the tumah to a further, to another level. So it's possible, the tzvul yom makes something possible, which means it itself is possible, but it cannot be matame something else. So shemesh itself, and the tzvul yom touched the oil, which was closer to the surface. He touched the oil, loy posel l'shem bilvat. It's only the shemen that's possible, not the wine. So apparently, the chacham hold, it's not one entity. Rav Yechon ben Nuri amr shnei muchbar mzel azeh. He says, no, it's one entity, and not only is the oil possible, the wine is as well. So for our purposes, Lagabi Hilva Shabbos would be the same thing. If you have two different liquids, so if you have oil and you have wine, or you have oil and water, or wine and water, is the one that's closer to the surface considered to be munach? If a person scooped up oil that's resting on water or on wine, he scooped it up, and he brought it into the Rishus HaRabim, would he be chayev? So according to the Rabbanan, he would be potter, because it's not considered one item, and therefore it's only resting on the liquid that's underneath, which is not considered munach, it's not considered resting on the ground. But according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, it's considered all one, so just like the bottom liquid is resting on the ground, the surface liquid is also resting on the ground, so he would be chayev. New halacha, Amar Vavin, Amar Veloy, Amar Rav Yechan. Hayatan, Oichlem Mashkin, Vinichlus, Vyayitzakalayan Kulo. If a person picked something up on Shabbos, and without any intent to carry it outside, and he was had it on his shoulder, or on his back, or he was carrying it, and he was going from one place to another, one end of the room to another end of the room, back and forth, and he had that with him. So when he picked it up, there was not for the purpose of carrying it outside. He picked it up for the purpose of guarding it, watching it, taking it from one end of the room to the other, but not to take it outside. Even if he was going back and forth the whole day, and then ultimately he went outside and he put it into the Rishus HaRabim, Eino chayev ad sheyamid, he's not chayev, because the first akira, when he picked it up, was not an akira of Haitzah. It was an akira to take it from one end of the room to the other. It was an akira just to have it with him for whatever purpose. And you know, let's say he picked up a watch. He wanted to pick it up and he wanted to have it with him so he can know what time it was. And then hours later, perhaps, he went outside and he took it outside and he put it down. He is potter. He's not chayiv because there was no akira. The original akira was not for the purposes of Eitzah. So it's only chayiv achiyamid. But if he stops, if he's stationary, now when he starts again and starts to walk again, that is a new akira. Now if he decided he wants to go outside and he starts to walk again, the new act of starting to walk is a new akira. And the second akira is for the purpose of Haitzah, so then he would be chayiv. If he goes back and forth the whole day without stopping, the only Akira was the original Akira, which was not for the purpose of Vaitsoi's pot. But if he stopped, now when he starts to walk again, the new walking is a new act of Akira. Now he has an Akira and an Akhi Bichayev. But stopping has to be when he's stopping to rest, not just stopping to adjust the load, not just stopping, pausing for a moment to adjust the item that he's carrying or to look at his watch. It means he's stopping to rest. Then when he starts again, that's considered an Akira. But otherwise his stopping does not interrupt the original Akira, does not put an end to the original Akira that he made. So the Akira that he had is only the initial Akira, which was not for the purpose of Atzah. So when we say when he stops and then he starts to walk again, he's chayv, it's only if he stopped to rest. Mimai, where do we know that? Midomar mar, toich dalet amos. If it's toich dalet amos. Now there is, besides, as was mentioned before, besides Haitzah, besides Hachnasa, there's also a Chiyuv Darais of a person walks Dalet Amos or more in the Rishus HaRabim. Now it has some similarities to Haitzah and Hachnasa. A person is Chayev Dalet Amos of Rishus HaRabim if he picks it up in the Rishus HaRabim. He walks Dalet Amos for more and then he puts it down. You also need an Akira and Hanoch. Now the Dalet Amos has to be uninterrupted. So therefore, Toich Dalet Amos Amad Lafush Pot. If a person did that, he picked it up, the item. He walked, was walking Dalet Amos, and he stopped. He stopped to rest before completing the Dalet Amos. He stopped to rest, he's Potter, because he did not have one continuous act of walking or transporting Dalet Amos. He interrupted it. But that's only if he's Amad Lafush to rest. But if he only stopped momentarily to adjust the load, he's chayv, because that's not considered an interruption. That's not considered like there is a hanocha that he put it down. The opposite way, the corollary of that is chutz l'dalet amos. Now, he has to, for dalet amos, of shus haram, you need an akira. He has to transport a dalet amos more and hanocha. So he's only chayv if he puts it down on Shabbos, dalet amos or more past where he started. So if it's chutz l'dalet amos, amad lafush chayv. If it's more than dalet amos, now he's stopped to rest, that's considered like he put it down. It's considered a hanach, he's chayv. Lekasev is potter. But if he only did it to adjust the load, then he's potter because it's not considered to be munach. So therefore you see this distinction between lekasev, lafush, or lekasev. So, affecting more Mike and Marshall, what's the Chiddush in this case over here? What's the Chiddush in the case that we're saying that if he picked it up and if he started when he was walking the whole day back and forth and then he took it out, his potur? What's the Chiddush in this halacha that he just said? Mike and Marshall, Mishalai Haisai Kirmi Shari Shaina Lakach. The Chiddush is, you mean to tell me that when he picked it up, if he didn't do it for the purposes of Haitzah, he picked it up to take it from one end to the other end. He picked it up to look at his watch. And then he went outside his potter because his original akir was not for the purposes of Haitzah. So why are you telling me this? Amar Rabbi Yechon Chadazim, he already told us that. If a person is taking from one corner to the other corner of the house, and then he changes his mind and he decided to take it outside, potur, his potur. So he already told us this, Rabbi Yechon. Why is he telling us again? It seems to be the very same halacha, it's just expressed in a different way. But really, it's the same principle. More answers, Enochanami. He only said it once. Amaroi Ninu. But the Talmidim, they said it, this principle of Rav Yochanan, it was expressed in two different ways. Mar Amar Labahai Lishna, Mar Amar Labahai Lishna. One said it in the Lashon of that Hayaton Ochlam Mashkim, and the other said it in the Lashon of Mamar Chafatz Mizavs Lazavis. But it's really Rav Yochanan said it once. It's the principle is that even if a person picked something up, he did an Akira, and then he took it out and did an hanoch and reshus harabim. But if his original akira was not for the purposes of Haitzah, unless he interrupted that and he stopped and he started again, then he'd be potter, because Shaloi Hoysaki Rishon Lakav. A new aloch. Ton Rabban Amaitzim Yechanus Laplatya Derav Sav Chayiv. Haitzo is, as we said, if he takes it from a Rishus HaYochir to Rishus HaRabim. Now, let's say a person took something from a chanutz, a store. That has a din of Rishus HaYochir. It's a private area. It's a store. He took it to a platya, the square. That's where the market is. That's where the people buy and sell. That's considered Rishus HaRabim. And he took it derech stav. He took it derech. He went from the store. He had to pass through the stav, which is a seating area, which has benches over there, and those benches are considered a carmelis. They're more than 3 from the ground. They're not more. They're between 3 and 9. They're not 10 or more high. So the essential issue over here is, instead of transporting directly from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, a person transported, he picked it up from the Rishus HaYochid, from the store, and he passed through a carmelis before putting it down on the street in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Hoitzo was interrupted, so to speak, by walking through the carmelis. Now, if he stopped in the carmelis, certainly he'd be potter. That would be considered taking from the Rishus HaYochid to the carmelis, and then if he picked it up again, and then picking up again and taking from the carmelis to the Rishus HaRabim, then certainly it would be also midrabanan, but it would be potter midrashim. But over here, he did not stop. He picked it up in the street. He walked through the carmelis, through the bench there where your benches are, and he put it down, and he stopped in the Rishus HaRabim. The fact that he walked through the carmelis, is that significant or not? So the Tana Kamal Chom say Chay, he is Chay, Benazai Paiter. And Benazai says you're Potter. So Bishlama Benazai, why would Benazai say you're Potter? Because we understand Kasavra Mahal Kaimitani. Because he says a person who is walking, it's like he takes a step, it's like he's picking it up. Now we say when a person walks, Akira's So when a person is standing still, he starts to walk, the act of starting to walk is like picking up the item. But then Benazai holds, when he puts another foot down, when he puts a second foot down, it's like he stopped again. So each act, each step when he walks is like an act of Akira and Anach, Akira and Anach. Now, if there's no carmelis separating the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim, the last step from the Rishus HaYochid, it's like he picked it up from the Rishus HaYochid, he takes a step into the Rishus HaRabim, he put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, he'd be high. But if he walks through the carmelis, so before he gets to the Rishus HaRabim, his last step is in the carmelis. So it's considered like he stopped in the carmelis, then he took it up from the carmelis into the Rishus HaRabim, which is potter. It's considered, even though he originated the walking from the street, from the store rather, from the Rishus HaYochid, but the last step before the street was from the carmelis, so he's potter because he holds Nahalech is Kaimed Dami. But according to the Rabbanan, he Namid Kasavra Mahalech Lav Kaimed Dami. Now Rabbanan don't hold that. They don't hold that each step is considered that he Akira and Hanocha, Akira and Hanocha. They look at it as one continuous act. He started from the resting position to walk, that's the Akira. The Hanocha takes place when he stopped walking. They don't view each step as a continual Akira and Hanocha. Now, so, but Afrek the Gemara, even though that's true that they don't hold that Mahalach is Kaimed, but Heche, where do we find such a scenario that carrying, transporting, you can transport through the Rishus HaYochid, through a carmelis to the Rishus HaRabim? Now this question of the Gemara will be elaborated on the next Amud, which Be'ez Hashem we'll see later. But in the meantime, the Gemara says that Bishlom ben Azai, we understand. He holds Mahal Kaim. Therefore, if you carry, you're transporting or walking. You're walking, carrying something from a Rishus, from a store. A Rishus HaYochid through a carmelis to the street. We understand why he says it's potter, because he holds that Mahalech is Ka'imen. Fractasis, how's it Shayach that Mahalech is Ka'imen? How are you ever going to be Chayiv in Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim? If every step is considered to be like you did an Akira, and when you put your next foot down, it's a Hanach. So how are you ever going to have Dalet Amas Bereshus HaRabim? You never have a continual Dalet Amas. You have a series of Akira and Anoch, Akira and Anoch. You never have Dalet Amas in one stretch. So his answer is, that's not fair, because Dalet Amas Bereshus HaRabim is a halacha l'moshe Sinai, and that's the halacha that even though it is in that manner, the Torah is mechayev. By Haitzah is different. The Haitzah, the Torah says, it has to be an Akira and a Hanocha, and therefore each step is considered a separate Akira and Hanocha. So walking through a Karmelis Benaz, I would hold, you've interrupted the Akira from the Rishus HaYachid with the Hanocha and the Karmelis. Now, even though Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim would be a continual series of Akiras and Anochas, and Dalet Amas has to be in one stretch for the purposes of the Chiyuv of Dalet Amas Bereshus HaRabim, that's considered to be one stretch. That's considered to be uninterrupted. Similarly, as we would say, if you hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha, and if a person throws Dalet Amas Bereshus HaRabim, now if you hold Kluta Kamisha Huncha, it's considered like it now landed. And landed in the Rishus. Nevertheless, we don't say it's considered like it. He threw Dalet Amas in the Rishus HaRabim. It's like it landed and it went down and up and then Hanocha, Nakir, and Hanocha. For the purposes of Dalet Amas, that's sufficient to be considered that it's one stretch, it's uninterrupted. But as far as, even though we say Klut Kamishuncha, he threw it from a Rishus HaYochid through a Karmelis into the Rishus HaRabim, it would be significant, it would make a difference, but not for the purposes of Dalet Amas Rishus HaRabim. So this is Machlokes Ben Azai Chomer, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see on this further.